I like this. See, you never see my sister. It's coming behind me. So you have bewakuf, you turn back to look at the sister. Ek tamasha mara. You have one hard one. You just now you said you like me, and now you want to look for my sister. Jhoot. False. Lies. But naturally insan, Allah Ta'ala kept love, want to give love, want something out of it. Because he knows you're going to get something out of it. Parents, we have a naturally love in for our children. But sometimes even that also, want something out of the children, grow big, then tomorrow something out will get out of them. But our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala's love for us is something which have no ulterior motives behind. Although we are human beings, we'll do everything for Allah knows our nature. That's why whenever Allah ta'ala said anything, any command is given, Allah said, you do this, I'll do this for you. You perform salah, I'll give you this. You give charity, I'll do this. Allah knows our nature. So if everything Allah's command came, you get something for it. Not for nothing you do. Although Allah Ta'ala has done already so much for all of us that none of us can say that there is anybody besides Allah who did so much for us. No one in the world. Even the poorest person cannot say that anybody besides Allah Ta'ala do anything for me or can do. The person has nothing. That person feels I got nothing, but even that person can't say I got nothing, because what about the our whole body? Just the eye look at alone, just one eye. Allah Ta'ala appoints 7 angels to protect one eye. 2 angels, 14 angels. 2 eyes protecting 2 eyes. What about other organs of the body? If Allah don't have those angels to protect our eyes, the shaitan will bust our eyes long time. In a germs can be in a dust flying. Allah Ta'ala automatically wiper is there, cleaner. One sick person, and he got on his table small bottle. What is this? He said, this is a tears, eye drop. Cost? Small one. Few mil only. Couple of thousand rain. Each time I have to, want to see somebody, I must open my eyes and put one drop. That one drop costs some couple of hundred rain. And here automatically, for how many years in our life, blinkers is on, the eyes washing, carrying on, everything normal, but we don't appreciate it because we don't think. So what Allah never give, Allah Ta'ala gives. So all our love, the real love go for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as human being, you want something from somebody, so you will show love. Even the false love you will show because you want something. Who can say we don't want anything from Allah? We want everything from Allah Ta'ala. We got everything, but still we want more and more. And till Jannah also we want from Allah Ta'ala. And even in Jannah we want everything from Allah. So we need Allah's love the most. Even if nobody in the world show us a love, we can ignore, we can bypass, we can do without it. But Allah, we can't do without it. We need Allah's love. Because if Allah's love, we don't have it, we got nothing. And Allah's love we have, we got everything. Because when Allah loves somebody, then Allah Ta'ala tells the angel, I love this person. You tell all the angels to show love and affection to this person. Then they come in the world, tell everybody, put in everybody's hearts, people of Allah. That our great Shaykh Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Who went and told the people to come? How many people? There was no place in the masjid down. Allah Ta'ala put in the heart love, affection, attraction. Because Allah, this is a sign that Allah loves somebody. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love in our favor. Allah Ta'ala says, I will do One condition. I will show you my love, all true love you will see and you will observe it. And you will benefit out of it the most. فَاتَّبِعُونِ Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, if you love Allah, then follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, way of life. You follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no pious become a pious without following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we say, without following the sunnah. It's easy to say, but look at in our life, how many things we are doing according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we hear this, follow all the sunnah is becoming hard for us. Because we are weak. We can't make it faraz. What are you talking about? All the faraz sunnah. We're not saying follow all the sunnah. Don't say. We're not saying that. What we are saying for weak people like us, what we are saying, whatever normal life we are living, nothing beyond, nothing extra. Whatever normal life we are living from the morning till the night, do it the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that difficult? Person, everybody wears the shoes. Very few, sometimes you'll find person not wearing shoes. But everybody, whether rich or the poor, whether simple shoes or expensive or cheap, everybody wears shoes. Nothing person, you tell the person wear shoes, he's not feeling hard. Because this is normal. Not need to be told. We are wearing shoes. But even this, do it the sunnah way. Wear shoes, nothing extra. Do it the sunnah way. First put the right foot when you're wearing, then the left. When you're taking off, first left, then the right. Is that difficult? When a person wakes up in the morning, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, read kalima. Say Alhamdulillah. Rub your eyes three times. Way of, if anybody can stop us from doing that. If anybody will bomb us for doing this. Nobody. Nobody, even in the house. Read ourselves. Do it ourselves. Don't tell the next person you do it. Because sometime otherwise you'll be the raw sometime. What you think? I'm not a Muslim. You only know Islam. So don't say. You read loud. To remind, but don't say it, you must read. First thing, you wake up in the morning, read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Is that difficult? Now you're going to go toilet. But you woke up now, but you woke up, you made Allah happy, you made Rasulullah sasam happy. You woke up the sunnah way. Never do anything extra. Anything out of your system, of your normal daily routine. Go toilet, first put the left foot, then the right. When you come out, first right, then the left. Wearing clothes, everybody wear clothes. Got two sleeves, first put the right, and then left. When you're drinking water, everybody drinks water. Nobody say, I don't drink water. Whatever you drink, sometimes some people don't drink water, but it's better you drink water. Why? We don't say, you don't drink this, don't drink this. But make a habit of drinking water. Why we say this more advantage of it? Because if you know used to drinking water, when Allah Ta'ala take you Mubarak place, Makkah Mukarramah, and there the time come for you to drink Zamzam water, you said, no, I don't drink water. Kya hoga? That's why, then, we have, it's the reality. If 20 years ago somebody said we won't believe, but this day you believe it because it's the reality. There are people who are going right to Makkah Mukarramah, well of Zamzam, but not prepared to drink one sip of Zamzam water. On the other hand, people are crying for that water. Because no, I'm not used to the water. I only drink certain drinks. I don't drink. In my house there is no water. It was supposed to be other way around. Keep water in the house, throw everything else out. Because isme fayda hai, isme nuksan. The benefit in the water, everything else, there is some harm connected to it. Whichever way, dini harm, dunya harm. But somehow, some harm is connected to the other drinks. Water is a natural from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Drinking water, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sit and drink. Don't gulp and finish. Sometimes you know, I push down whole liter one time. You can maybe do it, but that's not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You drink not 1 10 liters, you drink no problem, but sip. Don't not one time. Then you are following Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everything we do normal as a weak people like us, sinners like us, weak. We are weak. Dunya, our body is also weak. Our iman is also weak. For weak people like us, no extra things to do. Still you gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever we're doing, find, if we don't know, find out how we do it, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it. And every way, everything you do, the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a benefit for us. And protection from the harm. Drinking water. When you drink water, you look in it before you start drinking. Sunnah. Do, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it, is a protection also for us. There is a possibility lizard inside, there is a fly inside, there is a dirt inside, possibility of anything. So protection from all that thing, you follow this sunnah and drink. Reward also, love of Allah Ta'ala you gain also, and at the same time you are protected also, health-wise. When a person sleeps, before we sleep, make sure the pots closed. No pots are open. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching. Light, make sure if a lamp, put it off, lights off, pots closed. So when you are drinking water also, the tumbler, you keep it upside, open part up. What happened? Leave it sometime, fly, go inside, lizard passing, can go inside. Can put the saliva inside, poison inside. So protection against is, every sunnah is a protection for us. Benefit is there, protection also, and the same time pleasure of Allah and pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want, showing His love all the time for us, He want us to be well and good. Not only physically, spiritually, well and good, everywhere, right through. A person sleeping, the sunnah way, make wuzu before you sleep. Read dua before, at least read kalima before we sleep. How my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sleep, I want to sleep like this, whole night we never do anything. Maybe that day we never even read namaz. Daytime no goodness, but the whole night now angels are writing, very good man. The meter is running. What's running? Good man, good man. But mean we know ourselves how good we are, how our days, how our past day went. Daytime no good, but the whole night meter running good, good, good. Why? You sleep, but the sleep the way Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us. It's difficult. Is that the way to difficult to gain love of Allah and love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No. And again, the protection for us. Allah Ta'ala guards, puts the angels to protect us. When we're sleeping, we don't know what is happening. Next to us, who's sleeping? Are they bringing flower for us? Or they've got a gun for us? We don't know. Our mouth stays open. Anything can go inside. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sometime in the year, something can go away. Allah Ta'ala got the angel to protect us. So Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's bounty is always upon us. But we want the true love of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala say, you want my love? You want everything for me, everything the proper way, and everything go right way? Follow by the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once again, you're not saying, you follow everything, but whatever daily life you are living in. Sometimes shaitan tells us, no, but you're not reading 5 namaz, so what you worry about sunnah? That won't work for you. No, that is a deception of shaitan. Never mind, you're not reading 5 faraz every day. But it's still, whatever we do, try and do sunnah way. Even if you're not reading 5 namaz, that will help to come on the path of faraz also, inshallah. That will make our life easy. Allah Ta'ala, when the person starts, then Allah Ta'ala's help come, then further paths also become easy. One person went to sleep, made wuzu, right posture sleeping, but now can't sleep. Whole night can't sleep. Now he says, no. He woke up and said, oh Allah, what is this? Why I can't sleep? He's crying to Allah, oh Allah, I can't understand the reason why I can't go up to sleep. A voice from unseen said, today, one sunnah you forgot, miswak, you never used miswak before. Immediately woke up, used miswak, and then he came. So Allah Ta'ala sees we are moving in the right direction. We are taking 10 steps. Allah said, now and I will make you run now. 100 steps and thousands you will take. But at least one step, first step, two step, whatever in our capability, we have to do. And Allah Ta'ala will make the rest of our life easy for us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.